Tribute to John Fitzgerald Kennedy. President John Fitzgerald Kennedy is dead. His death, swift and unexpected, has left countless persons in our country, a vast majority of whom had never set eyes on him, but who admired him, with a sense of personal shock. A man of whom our president has said, "Only the other day when I was in America, we felt the warmth of his personality and genuine concern for world peace. He died as a martyr to the cause of human liberty. His services will long be remembered. There are testing times for individuals as for nations. He was a man of great courage and conscience. It must be a little comfort to you in this great hour of tragedy to know that millions all over the world share your grief." So wrote the president to Mrs. Kennedy. He died at the height of his career, with no moment of warning. For India, the news came as a double shock. For only yesterday, 6 service officers perished in a helicopter crash. The Prime Minister was mindful of this double tragedy when he paid this tribute to the late President Kennedy.
Yesterday, the 22nd November, was a day of ill omen and full of disasters. About the middle of the day, we heard of the grave disaster in Poonch, which ended in the death of some of our most senior, experienced and valued officers in the defense services on account of a near accident. That came as a shock to us. Late at night, we heard the terrible news of the assassination of President Kennedy. That was shocking and stunning. Death comes to all of us, but in the case of President Kennedy and the United States, one could not imagine such a thing happening. He was full of life and energy and the pride of his youth. And this sudden end to a great career of a great man was not only painful personally, but of large consequences in international affairs. President Kennedy, in his brief 2.5 years of presidentship, had already shown his liberal outlook in world affairs, and in spite of some difficulties that he had to face, had consistently worked for peace, for the lessening of tension, for help to the developing nations of the world, and in many other ways, more especially, the lead that he had given in regard to the position of the Negroes in America was a brave lead, which was highly appreciated by us in India and I am sure elsewhere. There can be no doubt that he was a great man, filling his great office with distinction, and all of us had great hopes that his policy would lead to a lowering of tensions in the world and thus which would bring an end to Cold War and make the possibility of war remote. His passing away is a terrible tragedy for the world, and our people in India share with deep sorrow and grief the general feeling all over the world, and especially in the United States. We offer our deepest sympathy to that brave lady, his wife, in this moment of grave tragedy. To the people of the United States who have lost suddenly and so tragically their great leader, we also offer our respectful sympathy. President Kennedy's death must necessarily have far-reaching consequences in many ways, but I earnestly trust that the liberal policies that he pursued will be continued and will find fruit.
And so, in Delhi and Washington, the flags fly at half-mast, and there are wreaths and tears and a deep gloom. We have laid our valiant sons to rest, and as we did so, we remembered what was happening in another capital, Washington, as countless broken-hearted Americans filed past the body of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, as he lies in state. Mrs. Vijayalakshmi Pandit, leader of the Indian delegation to the United Nations, paid tribute to the great American leader in these words.
The sudden and tragic death of President Kennedy has stunned most people into a sense of shock and disbelief. It seems very difficult to imagine that this young man, so full of vigor and life and the desire to serve, should be in one brief moment denied the normal span of life which was his due. America has lost a leader of very high quality, a man who upheld the things by which men live, truth, justice, and equality and freedom for people. And the world also has lost in President Kennedy a champion of noble causes. It is not only America that mourns his death today, but I believe a great portion of the world is under the shadow cast by his untimely and tragic death. I know that India mourns with the people of America, for we had looked to him for leadership and we had appreciated the friendship and the courage with which he upheld his views. I would like very respectfully to convey to Mrs. Jacqueline Kennedy and to the members of the Kennedy family, the deep sympathy of the delegation of India in this hour of their trial.
A man does what he must, in spite of personal consequences, in spite of obstacles and dangers and pressures. And that is the basis of all human morality. These are not my words, but the words of the man we mourn, John Fitzgerald Kennedy. He wrote them, he believed in them, and he paid for them with his life. Wherever men love freedom and believe in the brotherhood of man, John Fitzgerald Kennedy will be remembered, and his words will burn with special meaning. The Secretary General of the United Nations, U Thant, expressed his profound sorrow in these words.
As Secretary General of the United Nations, I would like to express profound sorrow at this most tragic event and to be associated in the condolences to Mrs. Kennedy, to the members of the bereaved family, and to the government and people of the United States.
And now, the scene in Washington, 6 p.m., Washington time, yesterday.
The big silver jet bearing the body of President John F. Kennedy has just landed here after a three-hour flight from Dallas, Texas. Just a little over 4 hours after his life was ended by an assassin's bullet on November the 22nd, 1963. The honor guard is forming up now in front of the plane. Some of the people are coming off the front, and an elevator has been lifted up to the rear of the plane, and the honor guard is waiting now for the coffin to be taken off. The honor guard is formed by the headquarters company of the Air Police Ceremonial Troops, and they're lining up now, waiting for the elevator to be pulled into place. Now the casket is being brought out of the rear entrance of the big jet airplane onto the elevator. Now the ambulance, or the hearse, as it were, is backing up to the portable elevator, and they're now moving the casket into position to load it into the hearse. And now the pallbearers are moving it down onto the lower level. I see now they have the casket loaded into the hearse, and Mrs. Kennedy and the Attorney General Robert Kennedy have climbed in beside it, and now it's pulling slowly away. All the official limousines are now following along behind it, and they are not taking the casket into Washington in a helicopter. They will drive the distance to the Bethesda Naval Hospital.
So passed John Fitzgerald Kennedy, and with his death, a great light was extinguished. A life that was a mighty bulwark against intolerance. And we believe he died in the full knowledge of man's greatest power, the power of his free will to lay down his life for others.